Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
The administrator of America's Lend-Lease Plan reports personally to President Roosevelt, gives facts and figures that can be revealed on what the United States is doing to aid her allies. He tells of the vast shipments of food, tools, machinery, and weapons of all kinds, how America is sending more and more merchandise to those who have allied themselves with the United Nations.
Since March 1941, President Roosevelt had the power to sell, transfer title to, exchange, lease, lend, or otherwise dispose of military equipment whose defense was deemed crucial to the United States. This was part of the Lend-Lease Act, which initially loaned war material to Greece and Great Britain. As the war progressed, other nations were granted Lend-Lease aid.
In Washington, this country and Chile signed a Lend-Lease agreement today. In it, the defense of Chile is described as vital to the defense of the United States.
Mr. Stettinius, the Lend-Lease Administrator, reporting to Congress on Lend-Lease, says that in the last 6 months, we've shipped nearly as much as in the previous 18 months. The total has now reached $9,632,000,000. The United Kingdom got the most, and Russia was second on the list.
By February of 1943, the United States had committed $10 billion in aid to nations fighting the Axis. On March 11th, Lend-Lease agreements were again extended for another year.
Following the House passage yesterday, the Senate debated it only 2 hours and 20 minutes this afternoon, then passed it 82 to nothing. The President signed the bill at 5:45 this evening, just an hour ago. Lend-Lease was 2 years old today.
During World War II, 44 nations received Lend-Lease aid, totaling more than $50 billion. After the war, Lend-Lease evolved into foreign aid, and in 1947, into the Marshall Plan, which offered U.S. help to European nations that joined in post-war recovery efforts. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.